My goal today is to deliver a commencement address which is briefer than my introduction. But I'm not done yet. I congratulate the graduates. This is a remarkable personal and professional achievement, a day you'll never forget. And I also congratulate and thank all of those who supported and encouraged and guided today's graduates. The faculty, the parents, particularly today on Mother's Day, the mothers of the graduates. The brothers and the sisters and in some cases the husbands and the wives and even the children of the graduates. This is like the State of the Union address where we have all these applause lines. The facts are that whether you came directly to UConn from high school or waited some years, whether you lived here on the campus or commuted, whether you finished your degree in 4 years or took several more, the fact is you didn't do it alone. And it's very, very important to share this achievement. During the time that you've been here at UConn, as Phil mentioned, the university has entered... Is the ball going to come out here? Every event at UConn is a sporting event. During the time you've been here, as Phil mentioned, the university has entered a period of renaissance, not only physical renewal, but academic renewal. And during that time, the university has become even more important to the state of Connecticut. UConn is a constitutive element in the intellectual life of the state of Connecticut. In addition, UConn is a critical dimension of the economic life of the state of Connecticut. And increasingly, this university has won the hearts and minds of the people of Connecticut. What better evidence of the latter than 300,000 people lining the streets of Hartford, Connecticut, to congratulate Jim Calhoun and Gino Auriemma and the national champion. We have more beach balls than we have university marshals, so the beach balls are going to win, I think. But the importance of this university goes beyond Connecticut. It goes to the region, and it goes nationally. And the university is far from done in its renaissance. And what that means, and I think this is important, what that means okay. I'm running out of lines for what to say about the beach ball. But what the renaissance of the university means for you is that your UConn degree is worth a lot, and it will be worth even more in the future as you go through your career. And I'd like to take just a minute and give you some gratuitous advice about your career, which a couple thoughts that I learned from my accidental career that Phil described to you. The most important thing I've learned is that careers are unpredictable. When I got my medical degree and I sat in a place like this, I was absolutely certain that I was going to practice medicine. I was Marcus Welby, and that's what I was going to do. I never practiced medicine, which is probably just as well. So careers are unpredictable. And I think there are three things that I've learned. The first is to be open to change, to be flexible, to embrace opportunities. Opportunism is not a four-letter word. Be unorthodox. Take risks, measured risks, but be willing to take some risks and have the courage to stick with your instincts when unusual opportunities come by. The second is to be resilient. The thing that separates the winners from the losers is not... Be resilient. The thing that separates the winners from the losers in life, I believe, is not getting lucky and not having something bad happen to you. Something bad is going to happen to you. You're going to get fired, or you're going to get sick, or something's going to happen to you. The thing that separates the winners from the losers is being able to get back up and recover and respond, and that's critically important. And the third thing and the last thing that I would mention to you is find some balance. Early on, when I was on the faculty at Harvard Medical School doing basic research in a laboratory, I worked 7x24. I thought vacations were a sign of weakness. My wife took my kids on vacations to Cape Cod in the summer with her mother, because I wouldn't go. I'd show up maybe for a day on the weekend. She talked me out of that. I got some distance. She bought me a sailboat, anything to get me out of the laboratory. An interesting thing happened. My science got better, much better. It's important to find some balance. So be open to change, be resilient, find some balance, and be very open to embrace opportunities as they come your way. Congratulations.